is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Troubles are fade.
The sun shines. ovens change face.
Listening to The Jukebox, I'm your host, Julian Taylor. That is Lloyd Chichu and a tune called James Bay. Now, this is a song that is very old and probably not heard by very many people, but appears on what I discussed earlier, the Native North America Volume 1. Remember that record? It includes tons of music from Native Americans who did not get the exposure that they deserved back in the day. And this particular Volume 1 has been recognized by the Recording Academy, which is very exciting. I am very happy that these artists are getting their due. Before that, Styx with Lady, a song that originally didn't really do very well, but eventually reached number 6 on the top 40 charts. Obviously, Styx is still around and touring and is now fronted by one of Canada's favorite sons, Larry Gowan. I played this song last week, but it's so darn good that it can be played again, and it is also turning 50 years old. It appears on the compilation that I discuss. It also is on Willie Thrasher's 1981 album, Spirit Child. From Northwest Territories, this is a tune called We Got to Take You Higher by the incomparable Willie Thrasher.
Song.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom.
8, 7.
Commencing countdown, engines on.
3, 2,
check ignition, 1. And may God's love
lift
be
off
with you.
Thank you.
That is Space Odyssey from David Bowie and his debut record, which was the same title, Space Odyssey. Originally, it was called David Bowie, but they changed the title. I'm glad they did because I think people needed to figure out just how this man came down to Earth to greet us and explore this wonderful dream of music that he shared with us for so long. I'm Julian Taylor, and this is The Jukebox. How you doing? I hope you're enjoying our episode, Songs That Turn 50, this year. And all of the music that we're playing is released from the early 70s. We have a tune coming up on the show from David Campbell. The song is called Sky Man and the Moon. This also appears on the Native North American Volume 1, released by Lighthouse Records, giving a lot of props to musicians and indigenous artists and songwriters who had not necessarily had it in the past. And it's very interesting to hear these works because they are wonderful works that should have been played a long time ago and would have helped change the zeitgeist, I'm sure of that. Benny of the Jets, Elton John, nothing really needs to be said about this song except it's a live version that went straight up the charts, which is very exciting. And the lyrics were basically trying to get into that R&B vibe that had happened in the early 60s in America. Eric Landry, a song called Out of the Blue, is a beautiful song, and it is one of those songs that really tells the tale of how settlers came to be part of Turtle Island and what it really meant to the people originally living here.
Taylor's Jukebox.
Northern Lights, they call you, but what do they know? They lost your story when they started taking long ago. And the black cloud in the sky now is all they really have to show. Skyman and the moon, Skyman and the moon. The northern night by, dance man in the sky. Her name is Moon, she must play, but she'll come to you someday in the night. She'll come to you someday. Riding on a wheel of fire, you ride the sky till your silver stallion can't go higher. Doing wheels and turns just to please your heart's desire. Skyman on the moon, Skyman on the moon.
The Jukebox is proudly supported by Long McQuaid Musical Instruments. Head over there for their expert staff and their best selections anywhere.
This is Bird Note. Setting up bird feeders and bird baths are great ways to attract birds to your yard. But they aren't the only ways to entice our feathered friends. Planting an area densely with native shrubs, trees, and other vegetation can create a natural look, one that some birds are more likely to feel at home in because it resembles their native habitat. Shy birds, such as thrushes or warblers, seem to feel safest if they can flit and sneak within continuous cover and not have to cross open expanses to move from one shrub to another. Add a birdbath or two close to the dense vegetation, and these shy birds can emerge from a thicket to bathe or drink and then dart safely into cover in an instant. And they'll repay you with their beautiful songs, like those of a fox sparrow. Or a thrush, like this veery. For tips on ensuring that your yard is not only inviting, but also safe for birds in every way, visit birdnote.org. I'm Mary McCann.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.